Okay, packet 23 in Basa Brachala. Right, so I'm going to give shir on the topic of pas chalavi and pas bisari, milchik bread and fleshik bread. So the basic halacha is in Sochim on Daf Lamed. That's where the isser is. The Gemara there quotes the isser of eating of pas of fleshik bread or milchik bread. The Gemara in Sochim on Daf Lamed Rav gives a heter though, gives a caveat that it's mutter. The flesh of bread, the milk of bread, it's mutter if it's ke'ein Torah. Ke'ein Torah. What does ke'ein Torah mean? So machlokas what ke'ein Torah means. You've seen Rashi in the Rif. Rashi says ke'ein Torah like the ayin. Ke'ein kaf ayin yudnum, like the eye of a Torah of a shor. It's a very small eyeball of a shor is small. So that's the Gemara's expression to refer to something very small. So that means if you make a small amount of bread, ma'at, you make a little bit, and that's why you'll eat it immediately, and there won't be any leftovers. So you made, let's say, some milchik bread. So you made it just kidei suda acha, so you're gonna finish it in the suda, and there's no chash that maybe you're gonna forget and eat the leftovers with fleishra, because there are no leftovers. Ke'ein Torah, like the eye of a shor, meaning a small amount. That's the heter of Rashi. The Rif says, that's not what ke'ein Torah means. Ke'ein doesn't mean like the eye. It means ke'ein. Ke'ein, like ke'ein something, like a shore. If you make it in the shape of something like a shore, meaning you make it in an unusual shape. You make the bread with a shinoi. And once there's a shinoi on the bread, that serves as a heker, that anyone who sees this will say, how come this bread is in an unusual shape? And they will ask and say, what's up with this bread? And then you'll, once they ask about it, someone will tell them, oh, this bread is different, it's milchik, or this bread is different, it's fleishik. It doesn't have to be a heker that it is milchik or fleishik, just that it's different. And once it's different, people will know to ask, and once they inquire, they'll get the proper answer, and then they won't eat it. You know, if it's milk bread, they won't eat it with fleishik, or vice versa. So those are the two heterim that the Rishonim bring, either a small amount or a shinoi. Both of these heterim are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shari Dura says that they're both good heterim, and the Shulchan Aruch and Sadi Zayin Sif Aleph quotes both heterim, and we tackle rely on both of them. So now...
Does that mean both, or you could just use one?
Either one is sufficient. You don't need both. Either if it's a small amount, or if it's a shinoi, either heter will suffice to be matir, the milchik or fleishik bread. Now, just some diunim regarding the shinoi heter. So that's I put over here in 1, 2, and 3 over here. So the first one is the Piskei Teshuva quotes the Marit, who says that if you use a shinoi, the shinoi, that's how I spelt it right, moel, the shinoi only works if it is for your household use, not if it's for selling. Why? Because selling doesn't go to the masses, and the masses, the orchim that buy, don't necessarily know about your shinoi, so they won't be adept enough to chap that there is something different. So that's why it only works for your house. You can tell your house, you know, you'll know, your household will know. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes this Marit, and he says, but it's a davar ha-mefursam, if the velt knows already, so then it's mutter. Then, good. Second of all, the Piskei Teshuva quotes the Chavos Das. Chavos Das says, the shinui only works if it's b'shas afia, in the baking. Because then there is never an iser that of this issur the rabbanon of milchik fleishik bread was never chal on it. It had the shinoi mitchila. But if you make something, let's say milchik bread, and now you want to put the shinoi on after, that he says is a problem. Meaning, to let's say I make all this milchik bread, and now I put it in a package, and on the package I write dairy. So Chavos Das would say no, it has to be in the afia. The afia has to be, it has to be done, you know, in mutter the whole way. Once it has a halos shame, iser, milchik bread, or fleishik bread, you can't be misafking it after by putting a shinoi in. So says the Chavos Das. Now, the Pesach Shuvah also quotes a Maharit, another Maharit. And Maharit says that it's only usher when there's a chash that you will eat it with. If this is the type of food that will be eaten with both milk and flesh, that's where there's a problem. But his case was actually these mini masika, these sweets, which were made in a fleishach. They were made fleishach, basically. And he said it's no problem because no one eats these things with milchiks. It's only in fleishachs, and therefore it's no shash. It's no shash, it's mutter. Maybe people won't know and they'll eat milchiks afterwards without waiting there, whatever, there's 6 hours. So he says, no. There's no shash they'll eat gvina after because that's not part of the gzeira. The gzeira was you shouldn't have milchik bread or fleishach bread so you won't eat it together with the other one. But they didn't include in the gzeira that maybe you won't keep a shir hamtana, the proper amount of waiting. And we can't be mechadish gzeiros on our own. That's not part of the gzeiros, so you don't have to worry about it. That's the first part of the shir. The second part of the shir was other things. Does this apply to other things aside from pass? Or maybe even pass of a kisnin, but that was pass. What about other things? So that Taz, in Simon Talizai, Sivkon Aleph, he quotes this, he says that it does. And there's a medufa. They used to have this, they used to crush spices. So here, I quoted it, I paraphrased it. Medufa, im eno miyucha the basar ella, dochan besamim shemisham shin bein basar. You grind spices, or this besamim, and you use these spices for both milk and fleishach. You can use for either one. And one time, you used a spice that was a fleishach spice. You had a spice with shuman, and you crushed it in this meducha, in this crushing, this mortar and pestle thing. So he says, well, guess what? That meducha is now usher. Also, even for fleishach spices, because it's the same mister as like fleishach bread, it's like fleishach spices, and therefore you have to kasher it. So he's clearly applying this halacha beyond pas of the kisna even to the summon. And the Pricharash argues on the Taz on this. I'm not sure if Simon quoted the Pricharash this year, but the past he has, it's in the packet. And he says, it's dafka lachem, and you can't be machadesh, gzeros chadoshos. They didn't say this gzeira by meduchos and besamims. They only said it by pas. The other Dina Rav Simon quoted, and this was more like, just we should know the inyan, and that's the Pesach Shuvah quotes the Tzemach Tzedek. Tzemach Tzedek Yoshon, Krachmol, not the Labavish Tzemach Tzedek. They talk about yayin, that they wanted to put either chalav or wheat into the wine to improve the appearance, to make it look better. So it looked nicer. The wine that year wasn't looking good. They wanted to put these things to make it more marketable so people will see a nice looking wine and they'll buy it. So the Tzemach Tzedek, he thinks it's usher. He pilfers about milk, he pilfers about ein vatnes lechatzchila. He lies that he thinks it's a problem, ein vatnes lechatzchila. And the Magen Avraham argues on him and says it's not a problem, ein vatnes lechatzchila. Because you're doing only the sake and the mara, you're not doing it the day lishtos. And it's a long couple there. And the Reis Simon, I think, just wanted us to know the general issue of it and to see all the nuts and bolts in the pratim, to see every shakla bataria, you could do that, right? I don't think Reis Simon did it in Shir, but it was just to know about the Simon Tzedek and the Smogin Avraham. Okay?